was raining. Pepper didn't even want to go out. And I'm about to give a gift to my kids that they're probably not going to exactly jump up and down for. But I'm giving it anyway. Because that's just dad. Kind of dad I am. There you go, son. And I thought about it. And my wife is even telling me, don't hope your expectations aren't too high with it. And they're not. But I can't not do it. It's just who I am. And I even, for some reason, I was like playing out the conversation, or even like potential conversation I might have with them. Maybe I'm like preparing for witty comebacks. And I thought of one. Are you ready? Here we go. So the gift is, but don't tell them, they don't know yet. The gift is for my boys who are 14, 17, who, believe me, did not ask for this as a gift for Christmas. But yeah, that's what parents do, right? They give what you think will help them grow and help them become better people. I don't know if you can hear the rain. The raindrops. So my gift is learning. My gift is education. My gift is training. My gift is improving. I know, I'm probably so predictable. But my gift is a subscription, a one-year subscription, the MasterClass for the boys. And like for Luca, 14, he loves basketball. And I mean, in MasterClass, there's a, you know, learn basketball technique with Steph Curry, right? He's vital. And then, I mean, Luca's kind of funny. He's kind of the stand-up comedy guy. And there's comedy and delivery and timing and stuff with Steve Martin. And then another one with David Sedaris. I mean, there's big names teaching. And, you know, I'm not even going to get into this here, but I believe the future of education is actually this. I think the future of education is, why don't I get the core, the essence, the foundation of the content from the best there is? And then we have the breakout rooms, the discussion groups in a small group, ideally in person. So we all watch, you know, whatever, Steve Martin talk about delivery of comedy. And then we go, then we have the quote unquote classroom where, you know, 20 or 30 of us meet and discuss the lecture. The lecture was given by Steve Martin. Now, if I go to what you call it state, I am not going to have Steve Martin as the lecturer, as much as I would like to. And so anyway, I'm getting slightly sidetracked, but I am and I'm not, because I just believe in this, and I believe in especially giving education, giving training, giving learning is, I don't know, pretty much the best gift you can give. So Luca, there's comedy and there's basketball. And then for Liam, he's really into cooking. And there are just some amazing cooking classes in there. There is, you know, Italian cooking, you know, like down home, like making even like real pasta, fresh pasta. That's a ton of work, making that. Then there's all kinds of like super duper barbecue, which he loves. I think it's called like Texas barbecue or something like that. And then there's all kinds of cooking classes. And you know, with Wolfgang Puck and Mr. Super Chef and Mrs. Super Duper French Crazy Culinary Expert Chef. And it's all there. And then also for Liam, I was thinking there's stuff like the art of negotiation, the art of the sale and stuff like that, and communicating, because I think he's good at sort of negotiation. I mean, for better or worse, mostly worse. But he can use that. He can use that skill, that talent, and maybe he can grow from it. So there you have it. There's my gift for the boys. Oh, and my quote. Okay, so here's the conversation I had. And I'm going to write this down. I'm keeping this one. This is going to be a Bradley Trubner quote, if there ever were one. And here's the conversation I imagine as it goes down. And they start giving the gift, and they say, gee, thanks, Dad. This is great. And if you're reading the dialogue to this, you're not going to get the emphasis, or lack thereof, with the sarcasm. But they say, so I could just imagine them saying, "Dad, when are we ever going to stop learning?" And my witty comeback is going to be, "When you die." And then they might say, "Well, when are we going to die?" And my even wittier comeback, "When you stop learning." Whoa! I'm liking this. All right, see, if I can go outside and entertain myself, even wow myself out in the rain, then you can too. It's all learning. It's all, masterclass. I mean, I'm sure when I was 17, I would have said the exact same thing. "Thanks, Mom and Dad. Just what I've always wanted." I totally get it. But that's what they're getting.
And we are learning. Is it time to learn or is it time to die? When are we going to stop learning?
When we die.
When are we going to die?
When we stop learning.
Woohoo!
If I can have fun in a gray, rainy, cold, dark, lonely, solitary, lockdown December, then you can have a pretty awesome Thursday too. Bradley Schreibner signing off from the wet forest of Driebergen.
Outside of Utrecht in the Netherlands. Signing off for this week. Until next time. Keep on keeping.